Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayed for days. Camp meeting's over. The best camp meetings. It's over. Paul said at the close of camp meeting, this is kind of our January the 1st, our new directions. And this is the vision. We're going to have to fight hell. We're going to have to encourage each other. But this is the vision that MDT Church, we've got to keep. We've got to keep. This is the heart we must keep. This is who we must be. And I have friends who have plans and dreams and visions, and that's okay. Let them do what it's in each heart. Each man will stand or fall to his own service. But this is the plans that you and I, we have to hold on to. In 2 Thessalonians 2:19, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. My dream for this church, my dream for myself, my dream for you, my dream for you, my heart, my dream for you. This is just really on my heart right now. Any one of these young men on this front row, could I have a volunteer to help me just a minute? Either one. Mitch, you're so kind, son. Stand up in this chair. And he's a 30-year-old man. He's a 60-year-old grandma. He's just a person. And somewhere out there, he got lost. Somewhere in life, he just got lost. Somewhere in church, got wounded or hurt. Mom and daddy dropped out of church, and he's gone. And now, 20 years, 30 years, 60 years later, every time he wants to come to God, here comes this voice. You've went too far. You've done too much. God's forgot you, and God don't love you. And every time he wants to come to God, there's a great gulf between him and the Lord. A great gulf. There's a gulf of his past, of his yesteryears, of his failures, of his faults. There's a gulf of hurt and anger and unforgiveness. And every time he wants to come, he can't come. And my dream personally, my dream for you in this church, is that we can be bridge builders. Hallelujah. That we can build bridges for men and women to come back to God. That we can be bridges. That we can be that opportunity to bring lives back to God. That the lambs, that game changers, that every outreach in this church, that train, every outreach in this church can be bridge builders to bring people back to God. And I just want to thank, give my buddy a hand clap. Hallelujah. That the Lord would use us to be bridges. So before I preach, would you join hands with somebody or bow your head? Would you ask the Lord, but Jeremy, get this. But the Lord, would you raise up bridge builders in here today? Father, would you raise up bridge builders in here today? Would you raise up bridge builders? Would you let the slideshow start at just some of the bridges and some scriptures? We'll just do this today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's bridges to join a nation. There's bridges to join a city. There's bridges that build to an oil field or a gold field. And then there's bridges to an individual. I called Brother David and I said, David, you do this. Tell me some things about bridges. One of the wisest men I know. But David told me some of his thoughts and got a lot to preach today. If you're going to build a bridge, you can't go out here and build it on quicksand. You can't go out here and build bridges on miracle deliverance or oasis. If you're going to build bridges, you've got to have a foundation. You got to get down to a rock. Hallelujah. And there's no rock like our rock. Hallelujah. I said, there's no rock like our God. There's no rock like our God. Hallelujah. Everything we need to do it because we love Jesus and we care about people. Hallelujah. And David said, we not only build on the rock, I've got a lot of questions. Like last night I was going through it. He said, we not only build on the rock. He said, the inspectors come and they make us drill just numerous holes, about 2 inches. And he said, not just one and not just two, but 20. And we drive rebar down in that and we cement into that. And then when this bridge comes up, it's not laying on the rock. It becomes part of the rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if you're a bridge builder, floods are going to come. And if you're a bridge builder, hell's going to hate you. There's somebody in the room going through some stuff right now, and it's not even about you. It's about that bridge that you're about to win, that drug addict. You're about to win that backslider. And you're about to break, and the devil says, hallelujah, if I can can move the bridge, I'll shut the city down. Hallelujah. If I can move the bridge, hallelujah. Sometime when you're so discouraged, you want to quit and throw up your hand. You got to realize, if I hold on, I'm going to win my little boy. And if I hold on, I'm going to win my mom. And if I hold on, I'm about to win that one at work. And I'm so hurt and so broke, I'd like to throw up my hands and walk away. But if I can hold on and build this bridge, if just one more soul can be won, if just one more life can be touched, if one more heart, hallelujah. And then David explained this to me. The weight, the load's got to be distributed. Friend, you can't carry it all by yourself. You and I are not big enough. But if we'll put it on this rock, and this rock is Jesus. Hallelujah. What is a bridge? It's a structure spanning and provided passage from a river, a gully, a valley. Few things a bridge does. How many bridges have you ever passed over and you stopped and said thank you? Bridges get few thank yous. They'll throw their trash on you. They'll roll their window down and spit on you. But if you're not there, they're not going to make it. If you're not there, if you're not there, you can't do this to get glory from man. You got to do this because you love the Lord and you love that soul. You got to do this because you're concerned about that one that feels like they're cut off. And you got to tell them there's a way back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I tell you, there's not a heart too dark. There's not a soul too bound. There's not a life too much in captive. Hallelujah. 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 But Kenneth, we all got our personal testimonies. You don't know what a hero you're being to us. And I was talking this week about what a great man of God you are and a great example you are. And they begin to tell me, and would you just stand up so everybody knew who I'm talking about? And you've just gone through some things in your health now, and you're such a witness to us. But I look at Kenneth, and he just looks to me like his daddy was a preacher and his grandpa was a preacher, and he's always been around church. But the fact was, Kenneth was like some of us. He had a life before church. Hallelujah. But somebody built a bridge. Paul Cross, somebody built a bridge. Somebody built a bridge. Hallelujah. And now they've won Kenneth, and Kenneth is reaching others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I challenge you. I challenge you. I'd get a bigger vision to build a bridge, and I would to get a new car and a new house. I wish I could stir your bridge, your vision to want to be a bridge builder. That you, that God would use you to win somebody from a burning hell, that God would use you to turn somebody's life around, that God would use you, that you're very alive, that you're very alive. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12:15, and I will very gladly spin and be spent for you, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. Paul said, I'm not doing this for your praise. I'm doing this because I love your soul. I want to help you. I want to reach you. I want to touch you. Colossians 1:24. Who now rejoice in my suffering for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to understand, I got a lot to preach. I'm going to be scattered and coming back and forth. But if you're going to be a bridge, you will have to learn to help others when you're facing your own hurricane. We've got to quit bailing out when we're hurt. We've got to stop this thing that I can only help folk when I feel good, that I can only help folk when I'm anointed, that I can only help folk when my bills are paid and everything's going good. No, if you're really called, you can help somebody when you're hanging on your cross. If you're really called, you can help. You can interpret dreams when you're in prison. If you're really called, you can help people when your heart's breaking. Hallelujah. Don't you wait till everything turns around to help somebody. Don't you? Well, I'm going to help people when I get to victory. No, you start helping people while you're crying. You start helping people while your heart's broke. You start helping people while you're struggling. And God look down and he'll see you helping people, and the Lord will help you. He'll look down and he'll see you touching people, and he'll touch you. He'll look down and see that you're forgetting about yourself, and he'll send Gabriel, he'll send Michael. He'll say, walk into their storm and turn it around. Walk in their situation and turn it around. Walk into their battle and turn it around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. preach a separate message on this. But I'd like to set a tomato plant here and a little glass thing here and a seed in here. And that seed's looking over at this tomato plant and says, when I get there, I'm going to have some fruit. I'm going to be there one day. I'm going to have some fruit. Seed, you're never going to get there till you begin to break through this dirt. Hallelujah. You can dream about it. You can shout about it. You can preach about it. But till you begin to break through what you're going through. Hallelujah. I wish somebody'd be bold and stand your feet and say, I'm going to break through what I'm going through. Hallelujah. I refuse to what I'm going through to hold me down the rest of my life. I refuse this pressure I'm under to hold me down the rest of my life. I got to break through what I'm going through. I'm going through some home stuff, but I got to break through it. I'm going through some health stuff, but I got to break to it. I don't like this place in the garden. If it be thy will, let it pass. But I got to break through this place in the garden. And if you don't pray with me, I got to go back and pray for myself. But I got to break through what I'm going through, or I'm never going to get to be where God wants to take me. Oh, somebody ought to give him a praise in here right now. Hallelujah. I don't care how wicked you are, how good you are. It's been said in your 10 services lately, it rains on the just and the unjust. Good people going to go through stuff, wicked people going to go through stuff. But the difference is we don't build on sand. The difference is I have built my side of the bridge. I have built my house on a rock. And when this storm is over, I'm still going to be here. When this trial is over, I'm still, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, I know whom I build on. And I don't know what God's going to do. I just know he's going to deliver me out of your hand. And I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to praise him only. I'm going to love him and honor him only. Hallelujah. Matthew 7:24, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon the house and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got to understand that bridge. That bridge that connects, that crosses the Tennessee River on Interstate 75. About 10 years ago, there was a pretty bad wreck on it. That bridge has got to be able to handle a wreck and just keep doing what it's called to do. Oh, I'm preaching to somebody. I'm tired of the devil shutting us down for months because I go through a wreck. I'm tired. Hallelujah. The Lord may have to divert traffic for 3 or 4 hours, but I'm not going to be out for weeks or months no more. Hallelujah. Come storms or trials or tests, we must do what we're called to do. Hallelujah. I can't afford for the bridge to be down 3 months. I can't afford. Somebody's about to go to hell. Somebody needs help. Somebody's crying themselves to sleep. Nobody cares. Nobody's going to help me. Hallelujah. Nobody's. Hallelujah. God, would you send somebody? God's calling some men and women in this house today. I want you to be a bridge to tell somebody they can't come back. I want you to be a bridge to tell somebody there is a way back. This sermon started in my heart about 25 years ago at one of the Brother Hall services. I drove for Brother Hall that night, and on the way back, I was talking. He told me this story, and I met the man later. He said, I'm in War, I just remember the name, War, West Virginia. We're in the building, Brother Hall's there, and he said the place began to fill up. And he said he's just walking around preaching. He said that anointing fell on him. He calls out a man. He said, sir, I have a word of the Lord for you. He said, you didn't intend to come to church tonight. In fact, you're a preacher that quit preaching many, many, many years ago. Mad at God and anger at God and bitter at God. And you're on your way tonight. You even got a bag with you with a pistol in it. You're on your way tonight to kill a man. And you saw cars and you didn't even know it was church. You just stopped on your way to do this. Some way the story goes. And he said, when you left church years ago, many times you tried to come back. And he said, it felt like there was a valley between you and God, a river. And there was two beams, but there was no planks on it. He said, ever so many years, you'd come back to church and you couldn't feel him and you couldn't touch him. And he said, you thought you just came here tonight, but God brought you here to tell you he's putting planks back on that bridge. You can come home now. Hallelujah. 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 10 years after that, I had the honor of meeting this man. He said, I'm preaching the gospel now. I put the gun up. I didn't hurt nobody. I made it all right. I fixed it all. He said, the Lord let me come back home. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I may be talking to somebody in the house today. I'm preaching 2 or 3 messages at the same time, but the devil told you, honey, there's something between you and God, and there's no planks on the bridge. But God sent a little old country preacher to tell you he loves you and he wants to put some boards back on the bridge so you can come home. Hallelujah, you can come home. He's not mad at you. He's not forgot you. You can come home. You can come home. You can come home. You can come home. Article I read, and I may even say if I say her name wrong, correct me, is it Pat Summit? Article I read about her 20 years ago, that when one of her teams drank or sinned or missed games, one of her, she didn't throw them away. She said, if you'll be at every game, if you'll change, we'll restore you and put you back on the team. I refuse to let UT do better than the church. I refuse. I refuse to let that little lady have better character than the church of the living God. We got to quit throwing people away that mess up. We got to quit giving up on people that mess up. We got to tell them, come back, fall in love with the Lord again. Come back and let him mend you. Come back and let him heal you. Come, hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to quit blowing up the bridge. We got to quit burning the bridge when people mess up. We got to tell them, hallelujah, he still saves. He still heals. And he still delivers. And there's still a fountain filled with blood. The blood still reaches from the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. I hear the Lord whisper, he's looking for some bridge builders. He's looking for some bridge builders. He's looking for some bridge builders. Jesus, he's there at the church, at the synagogue, that he's there. And having a little service, things going good, and here comes the church folk. Here they come walking in. I'm all holy and I'm pure and I'm good and I'm righteous, and look at me. Hallelujah. Don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't curse, I don't beat my wife, I pay my tithe. Look at me, and look at this little old woman here. We caught her in the very act of adultery. They got their heads held high and their noses in the air. And Jesus looks at them, those self-righteous people, and he looks at that little woman. And that little woman, they've caught her in the act. She's probably totally naked, and she's got an old dirty, filthy sheet that's been used too many times around her trying to hide herself. I don't know. That little woman says, I'd like to come back, but it's too far. I'd like to not be like this, but I've gone so far, I'll probably always be like this. Nobody will never want me or love me or care for me. No man will ever want to hold me just because he wants a wife. I'm just who I am, and I'm going to be used and throw away the rest of my life. And then one day they're going to stone me, and that's it. Hallelujah. But Jesus bent over, began to write in the sand. Hallelujah. I don't know what he wrote. I don't know if he wrote unpaid loans. I don't know if he wrote secret sins. I don't know if he wrote hotel rooms or if he wrote abuse or molestation. But one by one, they begin to walk away. And Jesus stood up in the conversation with something like this. Daughter, I've come to be your bridge. I've come to tell you there's a way out of your gutter. I've come to tell you there's a way back to hope. Does somebody hear what I'm preaching right now? Hallelujah. I've come to tell you I'm your bridge back. There's hope for you. There's a new beginning for you. The little woman had never been in the presence of somebody that didn't want something from her, that wanted to help her. And he said, I don't condemn you. I want to restore you. Hallelujah. 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 They're not here this morning. You got to talk to them, the sweetest couple. He said, he ran up to me. They're the sweetest people. He said, "Bro, when," he told me I could share his testimony. He says, "In the army, I got hurt. They made medicine available to me. My brother's sick, dying. His medicine's available to me." He said, "I really got hooked. Me and my family got hooked." And he said, "Take care of my brother. It's leaving this world." He said, "Just spaced out all the time." He said, "Our world falling apart. Just drugs and sleeping and getting up eating. And more, that's 2 years, 3 years, 4 years have gone." And he said, "I flipped on the TV." He said, "There's some little preacher there said, our church is not a trophy case. Our church is a hospital." And he said, "When you said that, I got up on my elbow." And he said, "Whatever you're going through, our church is a hospital." And he said, "I hollered at my wife, come and list this." And he said, "We've started finding out what channel you was on." And he said, "This wasn't last week. This was 1 year ago." And he said, "1 year, your church has helped us. We're totally clean and we're totally free." Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want Oasis Ministry. I don't want it to be the old hard, hateful preacher. I don't want it to be the old self-righteous preacher. Hey, can I preach? I don't want it to be the money preacher. I don't want it to be the slother religious slot machine. You send $1,000 and God will save you, son. You send $900 and he'll send conviction. You send $500. I don't want it. I don't want to be just another religious program. I want to be a bridge to somebody to tell them there is a way back. There is a way back. I know life's broken, but there's a way back. This is what I want to tell people. There's a way back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Child, Jeff said to remind you, but in August, I think it'll be the 23rd year I'll be going to Wolftown, Virginia to preach their little camp meeting. Wolftown, Virginia, 82 miles from Washington, D.C., right at the foot of the Shenandoah Plateau. Big Meadows, anybody hear the Big Meadows on the right at the foot of it? About 15 years ago, 18 years ago, clouds come and sit on top of that mountain. They sat there for almost over 36 hours. They sat there. And it rained and it rained and it rained. It literally moved rocks bigger than your average size house. Rolled cut gullies and valleys down out of that mountain. And when it did, we rode four-wheelers up there. We seen gullies deep enough you could set your average home down inside that gully. It just moved the side of that mountain. It came on down and it moved bridges and it took out bridges. It shut off communities. Well, Brother Jeff, my friend, he knew of people back in there. He knew of some elder people that had certain medications. If they didn't get their medicine, they're not going to live. It took out bridges like this. I mean, it looked real similar to this. And he knew people back in there if they didn't get it. And water's up here. Up even after days, the water's still up high. You can't get in or out. A little bit on boats or something, and telephones are down, communications are down. But my friend found out about these people. They wade water in. They get to these houses. They get their medical prescription thing. They wade back through and they get to town and they come back and these people would have probably died and lived because somebody, when the bridge was out, they became their bridge. Hallelujah. If they can do it in the natural, why can't we do it in the spirit? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody's bridge is washed away. Hey, everybody in this room knows somebody out of church, their bridge is washed away. And when bridges are washed away, a lot of people are destroyed. Hallelujah. Not only are destroyed, they have no way of communication. There's people that's praying and they feel like God's not listening because their bridge is washed away. There's people that want to worship and they feel like God don't accept it because their bridge is washed away. And somebody's got to help build that bridge. Somebody got to be that link to bring them back to Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I like what I'm feeling in here right now. Hallelujah. I'm going to get to shout forever. I'm going to get to rejoice forever. But I I've got only a little while to win souls. I'm 56 years old. If I live till I'm 80, I've got about 24 years or something. I've got just a little while to win souls. Hallelujah. I'm through grieving over my hurts and my harms and worrying about my feelings. I want to pull somebody out of hell, because I'm going to a land where the sun never goes down. I'm going to a land where he's going to be the light of that city. I'm going to a land where there's no cancer, there's no heartaches, there's no abuse, there's no pain. Hallelujah. God himself's going to wipe their tears. Hallelujah. I want to make a difference. I want, hallelujah, when somebody lift your hand and say, I want my life to make a difference. I wish somebody could get a vision of being a bridge. I wish somebody could get a dream. I want to be a bridge to bring somebody back to God. I tell this over and over. The Lord had woke me up. I went over to the studio to pray at 4 o'clock. 5 o'clock, I'm praying. 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, I'm sitting in heavenly places. 8 o'clock, I'm squalling, I'm weeping. And the phone rings. 8 o'clock across the street in the TV studio. 8:00, the phone rings. Normally in this place of prayer, when I'm in this place of prayer, I wouldn't have answered. I would let the machine get it, and Jesse or Sheila or me or Micah would have responded to it later. I'm just in that place of prayer. But I felt that little check. I thought, well, I'm here. I'm praying. This is probably the Lord. I picked it up, hoping it was somebody in Western State or somewhere wanting prayer. It wasn't. It was one of my charge cards. I need to speak to Mr. Anthony Wynn right now. I said, this is he. She said, your card is overdue. Now I'm in prayer. I don't want to worry about no credit card, much less overdue. And on my budget, I sure don't want to hear late fees and fines. She said, your card's overdue. I said, ma'am, our church works on a budget. I said, we're real careful to pay our bills. She said, no, it's overdue. I said, are you sure? And I looked on my desk where bills are. There was no bill. It'd come in the mail. There was no bill there. I looked another place where the paid bills was. It wasn't there. We hadn't received it. She said, not only that, you haven't paid it in 2 months. I said, what? And then I'm thinking, this is a sham. I'm trying to get credit card information. I'm going to try to get some money. Then she kept talking, and I thought, no, she knows too much. So I realized she was true. So I take and give her my information. I pay it all. And by that time, I thought, she could have called the other 360 some days. She called today. She called the day I'm up here. Any other time I might have prayed at the church or to youth bill, I prayed here and here in the room where the phone rings. Wait a minute. She's getting ready to hang up. And she said, well, thank you for being so kind. She's about to hang up. I said, ma'am, I want to ask you something. She said, yes. I said, how are you and Jesus doing? She said, what? I said, how are you and Jesus doing? She said, what? I said, no. She said, something happened in church a few years ago. I don't go to church no more. Because I don't go to church, I don't feel like I talk to him. And I don't mess with him no more, and he don't mess with me. I knew. The Lord loved that soul so much. He cared about her so much. He going to let this little old preacher have paid late fees and a penalty. Hallelujah. I said, can I talk to you? And she said, yeah. I said, daughter, I said, how many years have I had this card? I think it might have been 12 years. I said, how many times have I been late? She said, you've never been late. In fact, you're always early. I said, can I ask you something? She said, yeah. I said, do you not see God loves you so much to tell you he's not mad at you and he's not forgot you and he's not throwed you away, that he's let me misplace or the mail, somebody's lost two of my bills, not one daughter, two. But now she's crying. And I said, he's let me lost two, and he's going to let me pay this penalty and pay this little fee to tell you that I love you and you're important to me and I've not forgot you. She said, you mean he's not mad at me and he's not give up on me and he's not throwing me away? But now she's squalling and I'm squalling, and she starts praying and the Spirit of the Lord falls. She's in an office building in Ohio, Dayton, Ohio, I think. She said, she's squalling, but now I'm squalling. Hallelujah. For about the next 12 minutes, we're just praying. Hallelujah. She's just weeping and telling him she loves him. Finally, she says, I just need to go to the bathroom and really get prayed to. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God, I want to be somebody's bridge. I want to be somebody's bridge. I want to be somebody. So this is what's on my mind now. I don't want to just be somebody's bridge yesterday. I want to be somebody's bridge tomorrow. Linda, I was coming to preach for you all. Sister Mapes, this was back in the early 90s. And we're headed that way, and I'm feeling exactly what I'm feeling now. The Holy Ghost spoke to my heart, said, if we're going to get a bird, we're going to have to fight for it. Hallelujah. If you're going to win souls, you're going to have to want to win souls. And you're going to have to pray, Lord, give me my bird back. Would somebody in the room be bold? Say, God, I want a bird back. I just don't want a blessing. I want to touch somebody. I want to get somebody in church. I want to be able to let somebody see Jesus. I want to be able to show somebody that there's a better way. There's a way back. There is hope. So we've traveled all day, and I'm praying what I'm preaching now. I said, Lord, was evangelizing then, preaching 6 days a week. I said, I don't want you just use me in church. Use me other times. We have room for a hotel. I ought to own a little stock in BP as many times as I've changed and bathed and brushed my teeth, and they got clean filling stations. So we found us a place to clean up, and Sheila went in. Clean John bathed him. We changed, got ready for church, and still 2 hours, and we ride over to McDonald's to let John stretch. He's about 5 years old. And I'm reading over my scriptures again. I'm sitting there in the vehicle. Sheila's sitting in the playland, Brinkley, Arkansas, right off Interstate 40. And that little voice that I'm preaching about this day said, I want you to witness somebody. And I walked in, looked around. My heart didn't connect with nobody. Sheila's a little round table. And I sat down beside her. And he walked in. Had a little boy about this big and looked like the weight of the world. Big, tall, strong man. The weight of the world was on his shoulder. All the tables. He sat down opposite of me. And I knew the Lord had set me and him up. So I tried to start a conversation. And I said, what do you do? And he said, I'm a diesel mechanic. Dad owns a garage locally. He said, what do you do? I said, I'm a Pentecostal evangelist. Immediately a tear. I used to go to church. I used to have the Holy Ghost. I used to love Jesus. Had a wife, this my baby. Now, messed around with somebody, did some crazy stuff. Left my wife, left the church, left God. Don't pray no more, don't go to church. World's falling apart. My wife's moved back down to her family 2 hours away and get to see my baby every once in a while, every other week. And he said, life ain't good no more. It got cloudy. It got on a beautiful day. It got cloudy. Everybody got up and walked out. I thought, God, you're up to something. And I'm trying to be led, trying to hear. And I asked him, I said, well, can I pray for you? And I thought he'd say, yeah, you remember me when you pray. Instead, he slides his hand across the table. When he slides his hands across the table, it's me and Sheila, this precious young man, and our two children. The boys are playing together. The only ones left in the playland. I start praying, and he start praying. I'm starting reaching. And I'm about ready to say amen. For whatever reason, before I say amen, open my eyes. He's weeping. Tears are falling down on the table. Hallelujah. Right there in Brinkley, Arkansas, at McDonald's, not at church, not with the microphone, not with the piano. Hallelujah. With a double cheeseburger. Hallelujah. Wept his way back to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to, but the devil knows you're about to be a bridge to somebody. He's liable to send a flood. But you ought to lift up your hands and say, I'm going to do what God's called me to do. I'm built on a rock. Hallelujah. The storms will come. The winds will blow. But when the storm's over, I'm going to be here. And I'm going to still help people pass over and get to Jesus. If I get one more over. If I get one more over. If I get one more over. Let them spit on me if I can get them over. Let them throw their trash on me if I can just get them over. You don't have to tell me thank you. Just come on over. You don't have to hug my neck. Just come on over. He that winneth souls is wise. He that go forth weeping, burn precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing. Hallelujah. 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 I know you ladies. I'm married to one of you. They got a sale down at Belk's. 75% off.
How much more should we tell them? Please come to Jesus. Please come to Jesus. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross for you. Would somebody lift your hands and say, Lord, make me a bridge builder. Make me a bridge builder. This is not a pretty story. I've got to read it. There was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at his gate full of sores and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. It came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torment, and seeing Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thou good things and like Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And besides all this, listen to this, friend, you got to hear this. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from whence cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. There is a time there'll be a gulf that nobody can build a bridge across. Hallelujah. There is a time. There is a place called eternity. There's a place called a burning hell when nobody can build a bridge across it. But while they're alive, somebody can build a bridge. While they're breathing, somebody can build a bridge. I know they messed up, but me and you messed up. Somebody's got to build a bridge. Somebody's got to build a bridge. We need some bridge builders. We don't. America just don't need more great preachers. More great prophets or singers. We need some laborers. Pray ye that the Lord of harvest would send forth laborers. We need somebody to build a bridge. If it's my little boy, I'd want somebody to build a bridge. If it was my mama, I'd want somebody to build a bridge. Oh God, oh God. I'm preaching two messages. I'm begging somebody to build a bridge, and I'm telling somebody today Jesus is building you a bridge. I'm preaching two messages. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Joseph's gone, and his brothers came and they throw down the bloody coat. Jacob's there. And he's thinking, I know this is what he's thinking. I thought you were just going to go see on your brothers and you'd be gone a little while. But son, you've been gone a long time. When you coming home? And I know you got hurt and I know you got discouraged and I know stuff happened. But Jesus thought you'd be gone just a little while. But somebody's been gone a long time. Don't you think it's time, while he's laying the boards on the bridge, don't you think it's time to walk back and say, Lord, I'm coming home. I'm coming home, Lord. I'm coming back to you, Lord. I'm coming back to you, Lord. You just walked in and I just preached about you. Give my buddy a hand clap. Hallelujah. I'm coming home, Lord. I'm coming back home, Lord. I'm coming home. I'm drawing back nigh to you. I want to come back home, Lord. I want to come back home. While the presence of the Lord's in here, would you reach over and join hands with somebody as they come to the music? And would you pray harder than you prayed a long time? Lord, let somebody see the boards back on the bridge. Whoever you praying for may not even be in this building. Whoever you praying for, they could be out somewhere else. But the Lord's telling somebody, I want you to come back home. I'm building the bridge back. I'm putting the boards back on the beams. I'm making a way for you to come back. Would you pray? It may be a lost cousin or brother, sister, son or daughter, mother, dad,
a lost friend, a lost acquaintance, but would you beg the Lord while there's presence in here? Have you ever won a soul? Have you ever been a bridge for somebody? Has God ever used you to touch a heart and change a life? Would you pray, God, I don't want my living to be in vain. Let me be a bridge for somebody to come back. Hallelujah, hallelujah.